Hey guys, welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah.
And I'm Ethan, always known as FlabSexy Gaming on YouTube.
And I am your hilarious, amazing, beautiful, and or handsome host, Jeep and Sweet.
Like so... John said in that one episode, this is just a big ego stroke for the host.
yeah, honestly. But, how you guys doing, in the past, like, 5 minutes since we last recorded an episode?
Had a snack, I'm good.
I was gonna say, Noah got a snack, John took a tinkle sprinkle, so, you know, we're all good there. And he called it tinkle time, though, that's what his version is. So I can't wait for when John's a dad and he tells his kid, alright, time for tinkle time. So for the POV for you guys, this is being recorded in August, and this is going out one of the weeks I'm gone on vacation. So I don't know what week, it'd probably be the first week I'm gone. So this is like September 20th, it's actually near my birthday. So this would go out near my birthday.
Well, happy birthday, future Easy.
Yeah, I wish I could go in the future and say thanks, but I can't. So I can't do that. But yeah, so yeah, I mentioned this before. I'm gonna be gone September. And I go the day before my birthday. I'm gonna be going to my grandparents again, and we're gonna be going to the Outer Banks. And gonna be spending 2 weeks there, and then I'm coming back on Columbus Day, and then it's gonna be great.
Cool. But the important question, Noah, what snack did you get? All right, he muted. He doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh no. I mean, when I cough, that's what I mean.
Just don't cough.
I'm trying to currently hold one in, and it doesn't make sense. But what I had was Nutter Butters.
Interesting.
Pretty good choice.
Yeep. Anyway, the last episode went a little long, so we can probably fast forward to the small talk, since we don't have much extra to talk about, since we just talked. Yeah. What do you got headlines for us, Ethan?
Go watch Jeeb and Stevens over on Twitch. I probably should have had two. I did technically have two. Mr. Beast said, like, I don't know when this is coming, because this is a pre-recorded episode, so I don't know what's going on. Maybe he's already made a claim or something, but I don't know. So, future Ethan. No, but current Ethan doesn't, so no, I don't have one.
Interesting. And do you have a creative showcase? You mentioned the possibility last time.
Yes, I just need to find him again. I mentioned the reason I made the joke of like go watch Jeeb and Stevens over on Twitter is because if you're were wondering like where like if you were out of the loop, because I know some people are, if you were out of the loop of why he wasn't streaming for a while, it's because he was gone for a little bit. So now that he's back, I don't know if you said you went off camera, you're doing some other stuff. So is it a consistent schedule again, or is it like an on and off type thing?
I'm kind of trying to get back to a consistent schedule. I wasn't really able to this past week, past couple weeks, because we actually had some guests over in our house, and I felt like I didn't want to stream every day with them there. And plus, they were a little loud. But now they're gone, so I'm free to have that time to stream.
Gotcha. The one time I need to find the person, I can't find them. They're basically, well, I'm gonna try and explain them in the hopes that they come up here. But they're essentially a pizza review person, and who doesn't like pizza? And if you say you don't like pizza, go to Mars while we nuke it. That's terrible.
Wow.
You gotta like pizza. Now, if you like pineapple on pizza, you get to go up there with them, because that's just atrocious. Come on. And then if you are the type of person to have like bananas on pizza, you're just getting thrown into the sun. I mean, like you just get shot. Firing squad. That's the answer to that one. But yeah, so they do pizza reviews. I believe it's Pizza Review Joe, I think is the actual name. I haven't found it yet, but I'm pretty sure, I'm 99% sure that's the name. And what he specializes in, now this one's a very centric one, because this guy, he's old, he does pizza reviews in New York. So he does it around the New York area. So if you live in New York, whether it be in the city or elsewhere, He does reviews for that, and it's like the, a lot of the pizza reviews that he does is really good because it showcases like the crust, the quality of the cheese, the spices and herbs that are in the sauce, and all that kind of stuff. And he reviews places, and he's not afraid to give them like a 4.2 of the pizza sucks or whatever, because a lot of people are like, oh, no, it's a terrible pizza, 7.5. And it's like, what? What do you mean 7.5? That doesn't make any sense. So yeah, I've always found that strange, but this guy does it well, and because I live in New York, he's reviewed a couple places near me that we've actually tried because I've been told from him that they're pretty good. It is pretty good. A lot of the pizza that he recommends is a really good pizza. So Pizza Review Joe, that's, I'm pretty sure, the name. I can't find it because YouTube's just like, screw you and your efforts to find this guy. Because I watched him, some of his reviews actually 10 minutes before we jumped into the call for the first episode that we recorded. So I'm pretty sure that was his name because I looked at it. So I'm hoping that's correct. But there you go.
All right. Well, I don't have a good segue, so we're just going to move on. And we're going to get to the episode. And today, I am the host, as I said already, so I got to choose what we did. And we're gonna talk about YouTube nostalgia. See, people, YouTubers that we have nostalgia for when we were small lads watching the tube.
Small lads. Did you say what? Okay, no good. Let's not call it that.
The tube? You know what? It's not called the tube? Does that sound possibly worse?
No, you know, John, I think, segue, please, segue into the next one.
Anyway, who wants to go first?
I'll go first after that.
Yeah, boy.
I was gonna say, Noah, I don't want to steal Noah's first answer, because I know what he's gonna say.
Yeah. So, when I first started watching YouTube, I was around, like, 12, maybe. And this was, like, back in 2013, 2014. Actually, maybe a little older. But one person I always watched when I was growing up, just because, well, he was funny, was Markiplier. Mm-hmm. I was watching some very questionable things from him when I... Such as Trunk Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
Or his various things in GTA.
Interesting.
So... That was just one thing I always came home to, just put on, because I guess I didn't know any better.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely, I've watched his GTA videos, those are like ages ago.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've only seen like a couple episodes, I believe, of his Junk Minecraft, but those were always fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, so old, some of them.
Mm. Yeah, he's been a major player in YouTube for quite a long time, so I feel like a lot of people, especially people of our generation, would be like, oh, yeah, yeah. We've definitely been watching.
I mean, hell, he's got a movie coming out now.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what's insane to me, is that, like, he was just a YouTuber that would just play and scream to games, mm-hmm. and now he's going to be a film producer, so that's right. Pretty insane. Because he was already a film producer because In Space Markiplier, whether it got recognized by big names or not, doesn't matter. It was that you could, that's a quality film. So.
Right. Yeah, I love when he would talk about In Space and how people would respond to it, being like, "Oh wow, you should make a movie." It's like, what do you think I just did? What are you talking about? It was 6 hours.
But this has honestly been great to see him come from. Originally playing Slender Man and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's making a movie that potentially.
Apparently, it set the record for the most blood in a trailer, right? Because nice. I think he made a tweet about that. Like, how much blood do I need to beat the record, or whatever he said? So.
Yeah. But here's the real question now. Did you watch his Five Nights at Freddy's video when it came out?
Whoa. That was like the first thing I watched when I got home. I loved it.
Nice. I think I
kind of missed that style of YouTube back then. Like coming home from like middle school, going on your couch, seeing that there's a new FNAF Markiplier video out. Like, those are the days, man.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because I remember watching a Jacksepticeye video, and I'm not gonna, I don't know if I would mention him for my nostalgia part, but I do remember, like, he was responding to somebody, or, like, just general criticism of people being like, oh, you know, I miss old Jacksepticeye. He's like, you don't miss old Jacksepticeye. You miss how you felt when you were watching old Jacksepticeye.
Yeah, I've seen that clip, but then he also says that he's kind of joking that he did change over time.
Right, so, yeah. Like, definitely changed.
It's a two parties. It's a two double street. You changed, he changed, that's the right. Change. So.
Yeah, that's kind of like a big part of it as well. And I think even there's some truth, though, in the joke, you know, where when you were a child, a young person watching that, you were like really excited for it. And then as you got older, your tastes change. And so if you were to watch that same content now, you'd probably be like, oh, this is only all right. Or this is decent. But it wouldn't make you feel the way it made you feel when you were a kid.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Anthony Padilla video, right?
Oh yeah, he was talking about that.
Because maybe we're talking about different parts. Because in the Anthony Padilla one, he said that it's not that your taste changes, that is that you were younger and you didn't have stuff to worry about. Now that you're an adult, you have stuff to worry about, and so you're
right.
Everything kind of changed because of that.
Yeah, I kind of like jumped off of what he had said in his response to what I was thinking. But I believe the clip I was originally thinking about was the Anthony Padilla video.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I saw the clip, so I could also be remembering it slightly incorrectly.
Yeah.
But, Ethan, do you have a person that you want to mention?
Yeah, I'm not going to... Mark and Jack I'm not going to mention because I'll let Noah or you take those guys. Because, like, obviously, I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to say that, oh, I never watched Markiplier, screw that guy. Like, obviously, I watched him when I was young. Right. And to answer John's question that he asked Noah, I was there as well when he first uploaded the FNAF episode. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. Still hilarious today. I followed him throughout his journey. I'm going to say, before Noah takes, because I don't want Noah to take this one, because I'm giving him Markiplier, so I don't want him to take this one. I'm going to say Matt Pat from Game Theory. And it is super, it's even more sad because he's actually, I'm not going to use the word retired. He stepped down from the main line of the channels and stuff. And remember, I'm talking about old Game Theory. I'm talking about like old, like Film Theory wasn't even a thing. Food Theory was definitely not a thing. And obviously Style Theory wasn't. Talking about the olden days of Game Theory when he would do Minecraft, when he would do FNAF, of course. I did watch the FNAF ones. I don't think I've watched every FNAF one, especially the modern day ones, but I definitely watched the older ones. So yeah, watched those a lot. Awesome dude in real life. Like, he's one of the few YouTubers that like was an amazing person in real life. Because there's a couple YouTubers out there that, you know, they're not amazing in real life. But he was definitely one of them that was. I never met him or anything, but like from what I've been told from people that have met him, that he was an amazing person in real life. And I can devote at least a portion of my smartness, which is not a word, but I'm going to choose to use that as a word anyway. A lot of that probably came from him because again, his show. I think I said this in the episode where I mentioned that the episode where we found out he was stepping down. Is that because I would watch him, a lot of the knowledge I gained, like the critical thinking, the analyzing, like all that stuff came from him. And now I have an ARG on my YouTube channel, which is dormant at the moment because the season 10 finale came out. But it's just awesome. And I definitely think that I would not be as analytical and as I don't critique things as much if I haven't watched them. So yeah, that's mine.
Fair enough, yeah. I feel like, yeah, I kind of watched, I mean, I think Noah can test this as well, where, you know, the old days of Game Theory before all the other versions, I think I remember when Film Theory came out, I definitely remember when Style Theory came out, but yeah. I remember
watching... That was because that was like a year ago.
Right, obviously. I remember watching him... do GT Live when I remember watching his I forget what they called it. Was it Scary Games Friday? Where they
Scary
every
Games.
Friday they would
thank
play
goodness.
Scary Games?
Thank good. It's TGI SGF. Thank God, or thank goodness it's Scary Games Friday.
That's the one. Yeah, I remember watching all kinds of horror games on there. I remember watching him play. Man, I can think of the game, and I can think of like what happened in it. I just don't
describe it. I can probably tell you.
There was a game that they played. It was like not a 2D game. It was a mix between 2D and 3D, I think, and it was. Meant to, it was more like disturbing horror than like, ooh, scary jump scares.
It wasn't FNAF World, was it?
No, it wasn't a FNAF game. It's honestly, I only remember like fragments of it. But
was it a rage game? Because I Want to Be the Guy was kind of
no, I don't think it was a rage game. I think it was, God, I literally just have no clue. I remember fragments.
The information you gave me, I can give a couple ideas, but I don't fully
right.
know what you're talking about.
Anyway, I remember watching those and his game theory videos back in the day. So there's definitely that's another one where, I think all of us really remember those days and have nostalgia for it.
Yeah, actually, now thank you for bringing that up because I completely forgot about. I don't know why I forgot about it, but I completely forgot about GT Live. And because like back in the day, if you would ask me, like this was back when Film Theory and Food Theory around, Style Theory was recently, but like if you had asked me like 4 years ago, what's your favorite channel that he has, I would have actually said GT Live because Game Theory. My thing with that is like there's a couple games they do that I'm like not interested in, so I'm not gonna want to watch the video. Obviously, there's a couple obviously that they watch. I don't watch films or anything, so I'm obviously don't care about Film Theory. And then Food Theory I loved a lot, but obviously it's changed because MatPat's gone. Mm-hmm. But my answer would have been Game Theory because like John just said, back in the day, I remember actually back in the day, my favorite era of GT Live is when Jason and Chris, you might recognize those names if you watched the old live streams of who they are because they were hilarious. They were so funny. And the interaction that they had with Matt and Steph were hilarious. The rivalry between Matt and Steph was hilarious. Like everything they did was like awesome, and I loved it. I loved watching what's the name of the oh damn it what's the name of the game? It's well I loved all the FNAF stuff. Obviously, I loved them reacting to Sister Location. I loved Matt's Pat's reaction to FNAF 6 when it was all over the place in the beginning, because in the beginning they give you Circus Baby and it looks like a movie. It's like what the heck's going on? And then it jumps into a card of like the narrator be like, "So it's your first day of the job," and it's like a cartoon picture. It's like. I love seeing his reaction to that.
That game is such a roller coaster.
yeah, because it's like design your pizza. That's the first part. It's design your pizza, and then you shoot the pizzas at the children, and then it breaks, and then it's the circus stuff that I mentioned before.
Right.
I think it's Day Shift at Freddy's. I think that's the name of that one game. That's like a point-click game. I loved watching them play that. Sophie's Curse was hilarious because that scared the bejeebus out of me and them, so it was hilarious to watch that. So I'm not going to go over there everything, but I've just now remembered because John brought it up that I actually go back to the old live streams even today because they're still up. So I watched the FNAF World ones over and over again. I've watched Sophie's Curse over and over again, the Day Shift at Freddy's over and over again, because it's just a lot of laughs. And we can't forget the time that Bonnie said thank. We can't forget that time either. So yeah, it's just lots of good memories with GT Live,
Of course, yes. One channel, I don't think you guys might have heard of this one, because it's a bit more niche. It's definitely popular, like a lot of, but it's popular within the niche that they serve, and that is the Super Carlin Brothers. They these days do almost exclusively Harry Potter content. Which is interesting, because when I found their channel, I hadn't read Harry Potter. Because when I found their channel, it was maybe like a couple years from when they created it to when I found them. And so they hadn't quite found exactly what they wanted to do with it. But it, basically, it's these two brothers, as the name suggests, that started the channel out having like a video every day where they would go back and forth who was hosting it, and they would like describe it as a year-long conversation where it was One of them would make a video and talk about something, and at the end of the video they'd ask a question, and at the beginning of the next video the other one would answer the question, talk about whatever they had to talk about, and then ask another question. And they kind of went back and forth with that for about a year, and then they moved into doing more like Disney and Marvel and Star Wars and Harry Potter stuff, and now they do mostly Harry Potter stuff. But I remember one of the first videos I watched them watched this was a Toy Story video. And this was when I was in, sixth grade. And I believe that the video was about how different the original script of the movie was compared to what we got. But definitely a lot of memories with that channel. And I actually still watch them today.
Yeah, I think I might have heard of them. But I obviously never watched them or anything.
Right.
Yeah, I personally haven't heard of them, but that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. But no, do you have another one since if we're going to go down to the way we've been doing it before?
Yeah, I do. So, one of the ones that I grew up with was actually Jacksepticeye. I remember this from a very Jessica. I have distinct memories of just being at home and pulling up a Jacksepticeye video of him turbo dismount or something like that. And just seeing him, basically destroy cars and usually shred the person in the car. And it was always just a very fun thing to watch.
Yeah, I remember. So, Noah, were you around for the first ever Happy Wheels video when he first uploaded it?
That's a question.
Oh, yes. That was, the best.
What about, Noah, here's another trivia. Were you there when he first uploaded Turbo Dismount? Do you remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
Were you there when he first uploaded that, too?
Oh, yeah, dude. I remember both of those.
Yeah.
Those were great.
Yeah. It was a sad day when episode 100 of Happy Wheels came out. It's a sad day.
I actually cried a little that day.
16-year-old Noah is tearing up.
He's like, why would they do this to me?
Why would he do this?
Yeah, and Jacksepticeye is definitely one of the titans of YouTube, I would say. But you'd be hard pressed to find someone who hasn't heard of Jacksepticeye, especially if they're someone who watches YouTube. Because, him, Markiplier, a few others are, was super popular. And they're still very popular to this day. I don't know if, what the graph of their popularity, if it's at an all-time high or if it's, down since the dyed hair era.
Yeah.
I really have no clue, and I'd be pretty interested to look that up. But yeah, a lot of nostalgia with Jacksepticeye. So
yeah,
that's a good one.
Sorry, I always did love how he did the
How he did the what? You cut out.
The charity streams.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, Thankmas.
Thankmas, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember more recently with Thankmas, he got in some very petty minor drama over Thankmas. Because, some people got sick from it. That was his plan. It was real stupid.
What? I don't even understand it and you're explaining it to me.
Yeah, no, it was, some people, it was during COVID. And, some people got sick because of the nature of live events. And they tried to blame Jacksepticeye for that, but he's like, I tried the best I could to limit the number of people getting sick. Some people are just stupid and won't listen, so, I can't help that.
Yeah.
There's always a few people that will be stupid.
Yep. But, moving on, Noah, not Noah, I've literally made this mistake five times.
How do you keep doing that?
I don't,
how do you keep doing that?
Every time, it's because when I'm going from talking to Noah to talking to you, I'm like, yeah, you named Noah as well, yeah?
Is this because you're so used to insulting each other that you can't get your mind off each other?
Yeah,
something.
Barely. But Ethan, do you have another example?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who. There's so many people that I want to, like, because I want to stick to certain people. But
right.
I think I'm going to go with, I don't actually know if you guys would know these guys. I don't know if they're doing anything currently, because I think everyone we've talked about so far is still doing stuff. But
mm-hmm.
As for these guys, I think they're, like, fully retired. Their nostalgia is their name is Team Edge. That's the channel name. And Team Edge actually had a couple of separate side channels named Battle Universe and, like, a couple other ones as well. But Team Edge was the primary channel I watched, and what they specialized in was, of course, it was during the YouTube era of, like, I want to say 2007 to 2018 or somewhere around there. It was all challenges were a big part of YouTube, mm-hmm. and they actually didn't do stupid challenges like, oh, you know, the milk crate challenge, or they didn't do all this the stupid stuff. They did challenges like racing challenges where you had to build your own Mario Kart type thing and you had to race it and see who won. There's one similar like that where you had to build a boat and see who could survive longest on the boat. They did trying to laugh challenges. Like, they're just all like fun challenges. They weren't challenges that were meant to like be stupid like some other challenge YouTubers have done. It was a comedy-based channel. They specialized in being funny. They actually had Markiplier on a lot of their videos, actually. They did a lot of challenges with Markiplier back in the day. They did a backwards action challenge with Markiplier. They did, like, a drunk bouncy house episode of Markiplier. So those are always hilarious. I actually just watched those recently again. They have a lot of challenges with me because I think I was in middle school when I started watching them. And lots of fun to watch. Even now, I went back and watched a couple of them, and I watched the drunk Markiplier one. That was hilarious. There's a dunk tank challenge where the Markiplier gets dunked into ice water. It's hilarious, especially because it's Markiplier. It was 2015 Markiplier, and so it's hilarious because he gets dunked in ice water. one of the favorite things he says is because their name is Team Edge. That was their name of the channel. It's because he dunked them. Or, like, they dunked him in the water because I think one guy missed, but he went way over it. He's like, oh, I should get to try that again. He's like, no, why do you get to try again? And they were like, no, we should try again. And then they got him on the attempt they tried again on. He's like, Team Edge, more like Team Dead to me. It's, like, pretty good. And when he said it in the moment. Their channel was pretty good. They collabed with a bunch of people, but Markiplier was one of them. I think they're definitely more niche, but I think they have like 15 mil subscribers now. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they had back in the day, but they were pretty popular even back in the day. So they're still niche, but they were definitely pretty popular.
Right. I would say I think I know who you're talking about. I don't think I watched them as much as I would say with some of these other people. But mm-hmm. I think when you said the drunk bouncy castle, that triggered like a dormant memory in me somewhere. I'm like, I think I remember that one. And then moving on, I'm going to say from my next one is probably one of, if not the first YouTuber that I regularly watched. And I think you guys might have heard of them. I'd be surprised if you hadn't because they were very large in the Minecraft space. That would be Stampy Longhead, I believe was his full thing. Most people just call him Stampy. But he had like a very long running survival world in Minecraft, and I remember very recently that they ended that series, and like, a lot of people were like, this is the end of an era, but like,
yep.
It went on for a long time because I remember even when I had found it, it had gone for a long time, and that was ages ago. So,
yeah,
I remember watching the Minecraft stuff. I remember watching their Sims videos, which were a little less popular than their Minecraft stuff, but I do remember that.
I didn't think they did Sims.
Yeah, they did the Sims 4 playthrough. And they did a few other games, but like they were mainly known for their Minecraft stuff, and that they did a lot of Minecraft stuff. So, a lot of memories there. And I remember I don't watch them as much as I do now. I believe they're still active.
Stampy? I think he's been retired for a while.
Dang.
Yeah, I think
But.
he has been retired for 2 years now, actually.
Interesting, interesting.
I mean, he made a goodbye video. I remember seeing it.
Maybe he has
Oh,
retired.
okay. It's not that long. It's the October of 2023 is when he left.
Yeah, so a little less than a year ago. So yeah.
Oh, it's the same month he ended his 823 episodes of that series. Holy
Damn.
crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never watched Dambi. I knew him.
Right.
He was in, actually, this is a blast from the past. He was in Minecraft Story Mode, which is
Yep.
now not a thing. I actually own Minecraft Story Mode, so I have actually one of a copy. But he was in that game, and I was
Yeah,
very
man.
surprised.
Yeah, a good amount of Minecraft YouTubers were in Minecraft Story Mode. I remember watching a video of someone who was playing it, and they were unhappy with the final result, and they were like almost mad on behalf of the people who were in it because they're like, these people probably were so excited for this game to be in it, and it was just the worst.
I mean, do they just hate fun? Because it was a murder mystery type thing, and I thought it was great.
I
don't know. I mean, I guess it wasn't for them, and maybe they were personally disappointed or
It
whatnot.
sounded like they just were trying to who like I don't say who they are, but like it sounded like they were just trying to like say that for the sake of saying it. Because like,
They might
I
have.
if it's not your thing, sure, but like, you can't say that you're disappointed for the people that were in it, because maybe they liked it. Like, you don't get to say that you're disappointed for
Right.
them.
I think what
Yeah.
he was saying more or less was that he imagined, like he didn't know if they were disappointed in the final product or not, but he
Well, it's
imagined because
hard.
he just really didn't like it.
He could watch the YouTube videos of their reaction to it. It's not
Fair
that hard to
enough.
figure out.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Stampy, but I heard he was ecstatic when he saw him in the game. Who else? Stacy was in there. She was ecstatic. So like everyone that was in it was ecstatic that they were in it. So I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I do remember Minecraft Story Mode, and it went on for a while. It was one of those games where they went back and added stuff to it,
I think so.
Yeah, because there was originally four episodes where it ended with Reuben, he's dead. And then they added episode five. It was just gonna be an extra episode five, with that focused more on Ivor, which was everyone's favorite character, let's be honest. And focused more on him and his like a lot of side story with him. And then they, I don't know what made them do it, but they decided to do three more episodes where they got where they where the gang got stuck in the portal room. And they had to keep going through portals. So episode six was that was the murder mystery one. That was with the YouTubers. Episode seven was really actually fun because it was a Redstone related one. It had an evil computer and you had to trick it, which that was pretty cool. And then episode eight was like a battle arena type thing. It was really cool as well. I liked season one was really good. Season two was okay, but season one of the game was really good.
Oh yeah. Damn, that unlocked some memories I haven't.
You have nothing apparently because you cut up.
I said that unlocked some memories I haven't thought.
It's just like I don't know if it's your Wi-Fi or if you're I don't get it, man. It's just
This
like
one is
every
like
time you
no.
try to say the
I
specific word that you're saying, it's like no.
think it's just this piece of shit phone.
Wow, maybe just like a good.
Yeah.
Oh, so it picks up piece of shit phone, but now when
I did it again. Viewers, I apologize.
Have you tried just being able to speak?
John, have you tried fucking off?
Not these
Well,
bells, though.
that's
I'd be careful.
minus 5 points for that insulting the host.
There you
You're bald.
Well, that's another minus 5 points. You're not doing very good, dear, though.
He's like waiting in that one episode. Give me more points. Give me more negative points. I want them. Give it to me.
Let's see. Wait. I mentioned Stampy, so
Yeah, I think Noah's next if he's able to say it.
yeah. No, are you
Yeah.
able to speak and give your next example?
Yeah. Speaking of Minecraft YouTube,
Don't you dare.
one that pops to mind is actually the anti-GM.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm out. See you guys.
Okay, he just did not like that, huh?
I let you have Markiplier and you steal mine. I'm gonna murder everything.
I was unsure if you were mad because you wanted to pick it up or were mad because you didn't like it, but I'm glad it was
no,
still for
no, I was mad because I let him have Markiplier and Jack, which I could have easily said, and then he turns around and picks Dan TDM, like the one that I was going to end on him because he was 100% my childhood. Like, right. Oh boy. Like, John watched Stampy, I watched him. So, I'm upset. Yeah.
But no.
Sorry, I like me too though.
Well, what is your experience with Dan TDM? How about that?
My experience was with his like map. I remember one specifically. I cannot find the video, which I'm really sad about because it was such a good video. But it's this scary map where he essentially just got scared to the point where he didn't even finish it. Went in creative and blew up the entire map.
Wow.
Okay, now you're making stuff up. That was not a horror map. That was a puzzle map that he cheated and broke it.
Oh, right, yeah.
Do you even know this guy? I'm out of here. This is Maloney. He doesn't even know who he's talking about. He doesn't even remember the video. He said they can't find it. I could find it this very second if I choose to, because it's called I Cheated. It's literally in the video title.
You know, maybe he can't find it because he's looking for a horror map.
Maybe. It's almost like he doesn't know what the heck he's talking about. It's
been a while.
Childhood, my butt.
It wasn't my childhood.
This is literally nostalgia, Noah. This, if you just watched him 2 days ago, that doesn't count as nostalgia.
I didn't just watch him 2 days ago. I watched.
Yeah, cut you off for a good reason.
You know, I was going to give you some decent points for that one because, you know, I watched him too when I was watching Stampy, you know? But no, you get no points.
It's good. I get the rest of the points he doesn't have. by the way, what time are we at? Just curious.
We're at 38 minutes.
Really? All right.
Wow.
I guess it'd be my turn because Noah sucked. So I'm gonna go with Corey Kinchin, who unfortunately I don't think is doing anything at the moment. Which honestly, to be fair though, I think he, for those that felt that was part of his fan base, I believe he's just focusing on life right now. So I don't have a problem with him doing that. Some people in the community were very concerned that he was dying or something. I'm like, guys, chill. He's just trying to live his life. But back in the day, he uploaded I think almost 2 videos a day, which I don't know how the heck he did that. Because I tried that on my YouTube channel for like 2 weeks and like, screw this noise, and I did it for a video a day. But he was a horror game person, and he was variety, I would say. I think he started as horror game, and then he slowly turned into variety, which is what I am. And he played games like, he played a lot of indie horror games. He played Sneak Thief, which is that's not a horror game, but he played that one. That's really fun. He played Geometry Dash, loved watching him rage to Geometry Dash. It was hilarious. That was back when Geometry Dash had like 12 levels. It was like, besides the other levels, it was like 12 main levels. And now there's like 15 million. So that was back in the old days of Geometry Dash too. But yeah, I loved watching him play that. I loved watching him play, he played Happy Wheels, but he also played a game called Guts and Glory, which I think Jack played as well. But Guts and Glory was hilarious because I think he actually had a level in that game. In fact, a lot of games he would play, he had either an Easter egg or a level in. And that I thought was amazing. So I think Emily Wants to Play 2 has an Easter egg of him in it, where it's a katana and it says Corey Kinchin on it, or samurai or something on it, because his stick was samurai. That's what he called his viewers and all that kind of stuff. I have merch of him that I'm wearing right now, actually. It's a shirt that says up, down on it, because that was one of his catchphrases. And he was another YouTuber that was just awesome in real life. He donated to charity frequently. And his energy was just really awesome. He also did like a lot of skits. He did a lot of skits for his videos. So if he was playing a scary game, he would do like a scary skit at the very beginning where like he was walking up the stairs and he heard a noise and he's like, oh no. And I think for Hello Neighbor, when he's played that game, I think he actually had a neighbor mask on. And so he played both characters. He played the normal guy and the neighbor. So when he knocked something over, he had the neighbor mask on and he just did like a head turn and he bolted up the stairs. It was a really funny skit. He was just an awesome person. And like I said, if he is just trying to live his life, I'm glad he's able to do that because I think he was like 25 almost. I don't know what he is now, but I think when I was watching him, he was like 21, 25 in that era. So yeah, that's mine.
Nice. Yeah, no, that's the one that I didn't watch. So I don't have much to say about that one.
Your band.
Yeah.
And you ran from everything
just because I didn't happen to watch it that particular channel.
Yep, exactly. Well, actually, to be fair though, John, I think back in the day I used to send you videos of him. I don't know if you actually watched them, but
no, I would actually just ignore everything he said.
No, I was gonna say you must have because you commented on like some like the middle parts of the video, so I'm like, okay, you must have at least watched
it, you know, the middle part. That's a fair point. The thing is, I have a shit memory, and that's.
makes sense. I have no further questions.
Yeah, but anyway, so time. I was gonna say my next one, but I wasn't sure if we had time. Another one I would say is I watched a lot is a YouTuber known as Peanut Butter Gamer.
I've heard of him.
You've heard of him? Yeah. They do a lot of Zelda stuff, which is odd that I found their channel because I've only recently started playing Breath of the Wild, and I've never played any other Zelda game. So I don't know how I find these channels that play things that I have no interest in. But they also do a lot of Mario stuff. And they have been going for a very long time. I remember watching their, like, doing where they would do, I think, mods of Mario 64. Or they'd be ROM hacks, because can't really mod a Nintendo 64 game. But they did that. They did one for a few of the Zelda games. And they I think they're still making stuff. Their main channel, they don't upload nearly as much as some of their second channels. But they did a very large multiplayer hardcore Minecraft playthrough where they had like a narrative with it, and it was very interesting. And I remember that's probably where most of my nostalgia for this particular creator comes from, because they did that one, but it was them and a bunch of other people, and those were always fun to watch. I remember coming home from school being like, oh my goodness, there's a new Minecraft hardcore episode out, and I'd watch it, and then I'd have to wait like a month before the next episode came out.
Right.
Anyway, moving on. I guess we have time for a few more. So Noah, what do you think? What is your next one? Are you gonna steal one of Ethan's and then not even give good commentary on it?
I actually don't know if either will have heard of this guy. So, yeah. Demolition Ranch, gun YouTuber. And I actually started watching him when he had a semi-decent big following at the time. Over the years, it's gotten bigger, but this was back when I had, like, maybe a couple. But it was really just him shooting things that were just random. But also, the videos were informational in a way. How to properly hold and shoot a gun, things like that. Also, then you have to see how certain calibers affected different things that he. There was a video of him shooting a gas pump and seeing how, from what I remember, not well. There was a video of him shooting like a pure block of silver, and that was actually very interesting. And if I remember correctly, at one point in time, I think he actually shot like a brick, which did not do well at all. But it was a very interesting time and a very interesting thing to see.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever even heard of the channel you're talking about.
Yeah, you should go give him a watch sometime.
No, thanks.
Okay.
When you were describing him, I'm like, I could care less about what this guy's doing. Like, he does not sound like the type of content I watch at all.
But, Ethan, do you have one that is better than that one?
Yeah, I was trying to. I was looking at my actual subscriptions because I was starting to run out, and I'm like, oh yeah, I have. I can check these. So I'm gonna go with someone that's actually currently still doing stuff. They're still going pretty strong here. Mm-hmm. But 8-Bit Ryan was actually one of my favorite creators. He still currently is, but even back then, he was one of my favorite creators to watch because he specialized in horror games. He played FNAF as well. He often showcased himself with GT Live, actually, back when they were still trying to solve FNAF and stuff. And he's actually really still good now, but even back in the day, he played a lot of horror games that I would watch him play it, and I would immediately want to play the game right after, because he did such a good job of editing and making the game look good and making the video funny and that kind of stuff that it compelled me to go buy the games. So yeah, he's an awesome, and I've also got the same type of scenario. I've heard that he's an awesome dude in real life, and that he's really funny and stuff like that. And again, his editing is like his editing is nuts. I don't know if I think he does edit, but I think he has someone that helps him as well. But those, like, him and whoever helps him, like, they're crazy because they're editing every single thing, like, all over the place. Like he edits down a lot of stuff, which is for normal people that don't do it right, it's a bad thing. But because he does it correctly, it makes his videos like even better than what they would be otherwise if he just did it wrong. So yeah, awesome dude, and he does a lot of horror games. Again, you know who I am. I love horror games. So Timur, if you guys even know the name of that game, he played that game I think once or twice. I think there's a couple in the series. But he played that. That was one of the games I immediately went to go play after he was done playing it. He's also specialized, like Corey, he played a lot of indie horror games that I cared more about. I think he played Outlast and a couple of things, but I think he mainly stuck to indie horror games and stuff. So yeah, just an all-around pretty awesome dude.
Nice. Yeah, I don't, like, I remember watching them, and I don't think I've watched them in a long time, but I remember watching their FNAF stuff. I don't think I watched any of their other stuff. I imagine they did make stuff, but, like, it's been quite a while since I've checked them out, and I'm honestly not even sure why I stopped watching them. You know, sometimes that just happens, so that might be it. But yeah, they're, from what I remember, they're a good channel. My battery is low, apparently. I don't know if that got picked up because these headphones are super loud.
Hello.
But I can hear you. I don't. Can you guys not hear me?
We can hear you.
All right. No, it's confused me. So. You know what? No, you just lose 1 point for confusing me.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, that's another point for saying mean things to me.
But I stated a fact and you still took away points.
I don't think FU is a fact.
Yeah, it's
No. Earlier when I said he's bald.
It's not a fact.
Sure. Last time I knew you were bald.
It's just completely
that's John is. It's completely fictional. What do you mean it's completely fictional?
Anyways, might want to wrap this up a little early because we're at 15 minutes and that last one went on a little longer. So,
well, I'm gonna edit it so it's not as long as it looked like on the raw footage, but
right, but still,
it's still gonna go over.
Yeah. So, do you guys have any last words before I make a verdict of who wins and who loses?
Nope, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, this is an interesting game in terms of points. Who wants to hear their points first?
I think Noah should get to hear his first.
Okay.
Alright, Noah, you get to hear yours first. You get a whopping 2 points. 2 whole points.
2 points, yeah!
I don't want him, take away.
I don't want him, he says.
Alright, you get 0 points. since you asked for it. And, that might have made all the difference because Ethan actually had 27 points.
Ah, yeah, the big difference, yeah. Huge difference. No, you could have won, man.
You could have won if you had lost a bunch of points, and then asked what you won, take it away. So, do you have a winner's speech, Ethan?
YouTube nostalgia is always interesting to me because, like, I'm actually currently in the midst of rewatching people. I actually, like I said earlier, I rewatched some Team Edge videos. I'm gonna go back and watch some more. I've actually YouTube recommended me about 5 minutes ago, which is kind of creepy. It recommended me an old Dan TDM video, which is like a build battle thing that I'm gonna go watch now. I'm gonna go down some memory lanes the next couple weeks here because I think it's gonna be interesting with all the people I said.
Nice, nice. And Noah, do you have a loser's piece because you lost?
You know, I don't really feel like a loser when I guess. Or that you're bald.
Mm.
Well, so, you know, I'm good. But this was very fun getting to talk about YouTube. Remembering things that I hadn't even thought about in years.
Yeah, interesting. There was definitely some, as I was sitting here, I was like, there's definitely some people I'm forgetting about. When I was trying to rack my brain of YouTubers, that it's been a while. There's definitely been some YouTubers that they uploaded a video and then they just never uploaded another video ever again. And I'm just like, what happens to them? Why did they upload again? And I was trying to find some of those as we were talking, but I couldn't because I'm bad at remembering that sort of stuff. But I'm sure it happened. Where they just stopped uploading because they didn't feel like continuing or whatever the reasoning was.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting too because like this was YouTube nostalgia. Like we didn't even talk about like show nostalgia, like shows we used to watch. Like that's a whole nother episode right there because there is so much. I actually recently just found out that one of the shows that I watched, like one of the actresses in it, is now a completely famous singer and a famous actor. Like I'm like, oh, didn't even know that. Because, like, I didn't know who played the character in the show. Right. And then I researched it because YouTube fed me the feed like of them acting. So I'm like, oh, I wonder who played that character. I looked it up and I'm like, oh, well, I guess they're just the best, I guess. Because they're, like, they're completely big celebrity. Sabrina Carpenter is the person. A massive celebrity that obviously everyone knows. So I'm like, oh, guess that's who that was. It was, like, a big culture shock. I'm like, oh. Well, yeah, now that I'm looking at her and looking at the character, I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So, but, that'd be a completely different episode. I probably should add it to the list.
Yeah, that's fair. So if you're listening at home and you're like, ooh, that sounds interesting, we might do that, or we might not. We'll see. there's a lot of, when Nathan mentioned the list there, there's a lot of topics on the list that we could.
There's a lot. There's a 50 plus on the list. We were locked and loaded for season 2, trust me.
Yeah, so we're good. Plus, there's like, if we have more ideas in the future, obviously those could come up. So. So basically what I'm saying is, if you want that, then go over to one of our channels and let us know. And with all that, I'm gonna launch into the outro here. And thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation that made you laugh along the way. Maybe one day we will be the people that people will have nostalgia for.
That'd be a crazy
That would be.
I mean, we're reaching 10,000 people right here in this podcast, so it's possible. Sure. 10,000 was a while ago. I haven't even checked in a little bit, but I'm assuming it's obviously plus.
Right. And if you want to find myself, stream over on Twitch. I've been doing some challenge runs. I'm going to try to get back into doing the permadeath runs. The only reason I really haven't already is because the two games that I was doing before are quite large, and I have to make sure I have space for them. So we'll see about that. And you can find Ethan over on YouTube at FlabsXCGaming. And you can find NoahDog54 on Xbox. He doesn't do YouTube videos because he's lame. What's that? You want to end the episode with negative points then?
Mute.
Apparently I can't insult you. I'm dying.
Okay. Yeah. Well, as Noah's dying, you should probably wrap this up so you can not die. And you can check out the Patreon. It's called The Provokers, just like our podcast name. And we have multiple tiers that allow you to get special awards and perks. We have tiers that range from $1 to $100, each having different perks, different that you can buy. You can choose any number between those that you want. If you're like, you know, I don't want to spend as much, you don't have to. And if you're like, I want to spend all the money and get the $100 tier, then we illegally have to marry you, apparently, which I don't remember signing up for, but you have to do it. So, just how it works. And when you become a patron, you can get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord server where we can talk to you and you can tell us about all the things you want to talk to us about in regards to the podcast. And you can also check out the extended cut episodes. I nearly forgot about those ones, but they're over there on Patreon. They're about half an hour long. And we have a couple that are $3, so you can kind of like see if that's something you're interested in, and the rest are $5. And that will do it for today, and we will catch you guys next time.
John's a bald prick.